Pricing low costs you mental energy that you can't afford to lose. You'll have heard people say that the most valuable resource in your business is you, and it's absolutely true. So when your pricing is wrong, when you know somewhere underneath everything that you're not getting paid what your work is worth, it creates a low-level drain, a mental leaking tap that's constantly running in the background. Hello and welcome to From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm your host, Nikki Hutchison, and I'm delighted you're here. Today, I want to ask you something important. When did you last put your prices up? Not when did you think about it? Not when did you tell yourself you probably should? When did you actually do it? For a lot of the business owners, when we start working together, the answer is either a long time ago or even never. And when I ask why, people tell me things like, I don't want to lose clients. The market feels uncertain. I'm not sure I'm worth any more. I don't know how people will react. And all of these reasons are quite understandable, but none of them are actually the reason. The reason, almost always, is that undercharging has started to feel safer than putting your prices up. So today, I want to talk about why it's not. Because the cost of undercharging is actually a lot higher than most people realize. And I'm not simply talking about the cost to your bank balance. So let's talk about the costs. And let's get the obvious one out of the way first. Yes, undercharging costs you money. I know you know this. If you charged £50 more per client and you have 10 clients, that's £500 a month you're not getting. Multiply that over a year, over a lifetime of a client relationship, and that number gets uncomfortable pretty quickly. But you probably already knew that sum. You've already done that sum in your head many times, and yet you still haven't put your prices up, which means that knowing and doing the sum is not enough to change your behavior. So let's talk about what's really happening, the real costs. The first cost is the client your low price attracts. This is the one hardly anybody talks about, but once you see it, you can't unsee it. When you price low, you attract people who are buying primarily on price. And people who are buying primarily on price are, almost without exception, the most difficult clients to work with. They push boundaries on scope. They question your decision. They don't implement what you advise them to, and yet they hold you responsible for the results. They're not bad people, but they are coming into your business as a direct result of your pricing. And every time you take on a client like this, you're giving them space, time, and resources that could be spent on someone who values what you do and trusts you to do it. The second cost is what your low price does to your sales conversations. Something I've noticed is that business owners who are undercharging almost always find sales conversations hard. And the reason is because when you don't believe your price is right, even if you never say that out loud, because why would you? But it's obvious. You overexplain and you preempt objections that haven't even been raised. You feel apologetic before your prospects even said a word. And they pick it up, even if they don't realize exactly what's happening. Confidence in your pricing is contagious, and so is the lack of it. The third cost is the one that I think matters most, and it's the hardest one to quantify. Pricing low costs you mental energy that you can't afford to lose. You'll have heard people say that the most valuable resource in your business is you, and it's absolutely true. So when your pricing is wrong, when you know somewhere underneath everything that you're not getting paid what your work is worth, it creates a low-level drain, a mental leaking tap that's constantly running in the background. And this cost shows up as resentment of clients you'd otherwise love. It shows up as a reluctance to do your best work because you don't feel you're being paid properly for it. And that is so dangerous for your reputation. It also shows up as you feeling cynical about your business. But that feeling actually has nothing to do with the business and everything to do with the fact that you don't believe you're being fairly compensated for the effort you're putting in. The bottom line and the end result is that you can't think clearly about growing your business when part of you is secretly and constantly furious about the prices you're charging. So what's the alternative? Here it is, and this is something I come back to again and again with the clients I work with. Undercharging isn't safe. It doesn't make you more likable. It isn't being realistic about the market or fair to your clients or any of the other things you might be telling yourself to make it feel reasonable. Undercharging is expensive. And while we're here, it's also worth mentioning that the right price isn't the highest price you can possibly get away with, but it is the price that reflects the actual value of what you deliver. The price that allows you to show up fully, do your best work, and build a business that doesn't exhaust you to the point where giving up feels like a tempting option. And you're not being greedy, you're being fair to yourself. Because we're not in business purely to do people favors if they cost us our sanity. If any of this is what you needed to hear today, if you're sitting there thinking, yes, I am undercharging, but I don't know how to start fixing it, that's exactly what we are doing inside the Hidden Revenue Challenge. We can work this out in just 3 evenings of your time, less than half an hour each evening, and there's no fee to join. Pricing is just one of the 5 money leaks we cover because making good revenue is about more than simply confidence. We'll identify your money leaks and how to fix them together. The link to join is nickihutchison.com/revenue. And we start, if you're listening to this in real time, this Monday, the 8th of June. That's it from me this week. A short one again, because sometimes that's all you need. And I'll see you again next week for another episode on Friday. And of course, before then, inside the Hidden Revenue Challenge from Monday. That link again to sign up is nickihutchison.com/revenue. Until then, take care and keep marketing.